Okay, so yeah, I remember he came. He spoke in the Young Israel. It was a big thing. He came. He had a bodyguard also. It was a secret service.
All the advertisements put pressure on him. In the Young Israel, I always thought, I remember that guy, and he went to the CIA, and I said, "What Tanakh? Have you learned a different Tanakh than I
did?" Okay, let's turn back to page Shin Mem Beis. We finished the halachas of Tfilas HaDerech. I want to now go through the Shi'onim Mitzun Halach. There are only a few of them. Then I want to speak out a few things I came across in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah relating to Tfilas HaDerech. But first he goes a little off the topic, the Shi'onim Mitzun Halacha, page Shin Mem Beis, about living in Egypt. Hayetze LaDerech, person travels. The Imutr Hayam Lador Bi Eretz Mitzrayim. Are you allowed to live today in Egypt? Are you allowed to buy real estate in Egypt? Sakana to go to Egypt today, but let's say things would settle down. The Chazinon Shagam HaRambam. Everyone knows this. The Rambam lived in Egypt. The Rambam, there's a question. He signed the letter. He signed, I the Rambam who live in sin. I live in sin. I live in Egypt. There's a debate if the Rambam really ever wrote it.
A lot of people say that.
It's a forge. It's a fake. It's not true. He never really wrote it. But the Rambam lived. The Rambam was a doctor. He lived in Egypt. The Chibutor Hayom Lodu Bi'eretz Mitzrayim. The Chazinon Shagam HaRambam. The Haradvaz. Hu Sha'or Gidoyle Oilam Daru Sham. Ein Beritva Diyesh Oimrim. The prohibition to live in Egypt only refers to the original cities. Pisum Ramses. Oh, go back on the. We traced exactly, which is impossible for us to even know to retrace. But yeah, it only refers to the original Egyptian cities. Those cities have long been destroyed and rebuilt; they're not the same anymore, and therefore that's not called the Yisham. The Shoyis Mayoros Kvar Nisbalbulu, the Nechrevu, the Elu Ayoros Acheros Hain. These are new cities. This is not the original cities of Egypt. Male is no prohibition. The Hatora Loi Ostra Ella Beoison Ayoros.
We're working on electricity. So when the Gemara talks about the great Alexandria and all of
yes.
this, whatever, so, how would one defend that according to the Rambam?
It would have to. There's a question. Some indeed learned that. That's another question. When the Gemara talks about Alexander Shel Mitzrayim during the time of the Bayis Rishon, the same heter that he's giving here, does it refer to that point in time? Maybe yes, maybe no. I don't know the historical background to what those cities where they were, but at least in Bizman Hazeh he says it's not the same, and therefore there's no prohibition. Even during the time of the Rambam, is 1,750 years ago, something like that. So even during according to the Rambam, there was no prohibition. That's one approach, one of many solutions. With the Smag, Choylik Alzeh, he disagrees. Alzeh Atam, he holds that's not a solution. You're not allowed to live in the geographic location of Egypt. The prohibition is to go backwards. If you're already, if you made Aliyah and you're living in Eretz Yisrael and you want to retrace your footsteps, go back to the desert and go back from it's Eretz Yisrael to Egypt. That is the prohibition.
The
Masos to go exactly the same look, the same derech. Soyam Eretz Yisrael leMitzrayim. The Kach Ksev Lo Sosifun Lo Shuv BaDerech Hazeh. You may not return going backwards. Avol Mishar Arotzois. But if you're living in America and you want to go and live in Eretz Yisrael, or you want to go Mutter Lovoy Lo Gorsham It's Mutter VeOd Shlo Nesar Ela Bezman Sheishol Al Admosam is another heter. Only when we have a base Hamigdash, only when we have a Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael, but Mizman HaZeh, do we have a Shlit of Eretz Yisrael? That's debatable in Halacha. We definitely have a State of Israel, but in Halacha, to what degree is that called that we are Al Admosim? There is no base Hamigdash. Avol Mizman Sheishol Al Admosim, Avol Shkshei Mefuzorin, when a significant number of the Klal Yisrael is not living in Eretz Yisrael, Mutu, that's another heter to live in Mitzrayim. Or going for a vacation, going for a tour, so some say that's also Mutu. It's a very big tourist attraction, Eretz Yisrael, what I understand. Or at least it used to be. Yeah. To go, what? It's a big place. Everyone's running. They go, right, it's a very big tourist attraction. And so what's the head to is? You're not going to live. There, you're not going to live in Eretz Yisrael. In Mitzrayim, you're just going there for a vacation. So that is another hetiv. I'm Shem Stechemed, Herich Bezed. This is a very popular topic of discussion to live in Eretz Yisrael. Everyone was talking about this when Daniel Kurtz. Not Daniel Pearl, I'm sorry, not Daniel, the ambassador. When he was in Israel for how many years? Not in Egypt for many years, he was there. So he had a kosher kitchen, he had a glatt kosher kitchen, and so on and so forth. So everyone was discussing this as a halachic.
He was really based in
Israel. Right, he wasn't really living right. He was just an ambassador. He was living there temporarily, but right away it awoke, and he was such a public figure living in Egypt full time with a kosher kitchen, and there was so many articles, and it was in the news all the time, so it got people curious to know these halachas. And I remember then years ago everyone was talking about giving shiurim about the halacha, if you're allowed to live in Egypt, if you're allowed to go there on a vacation, if you're allowed to go on a tour. People want to go see the pyramids. It's not so simple. There are people there that want to go, they go to the pyramids, and there are Jewish tours, and is it the proper thing to do? So I know there are definitely poskim that say it's not a good idea. What are you going there for? What are you going back to Egypt to go look at the pyramids?
Say that if you go to Ukraine or to Oman or whatever, don't spend any money on
don't support them. But forget it. But that's the Ukraine. But what about going back to Egypt? Going back to Egypt is a biblical prohibition. You're not allowed. You're not allowed to go back to Egypt. So. Very curious to learn about the ancient pharaohs and to see the pyramids and all these the wonders of the world. Oh, that's the next thing. What about going back to after the expulsion? The mutter lager hayam be medinas Spania. Spania. Are you allowed to go back live in Spain? Nishal hagoin hakadosh val minchas elozer, the munkacha. The munkacha. Al zesh yotza kolo deloy posik ki be'esh niskarshu misham kibulatzman. There's a rumor. Okay, there's no evidence. Absolutely no evidence to this. There's a rumor. A kolo that he calls deloy posik, a rumor that you can't silence, that when they were expelled from Spain, they accept upon themselves a curse, and anyone who returns to Spain or Portugal should be cursed. A kolo posik kibiyeshin iskarshu misham kiblu al atzma mecherim v'iser, a curse and a prohibition shaloshov l'aretz hazeh. You're not allowed to return. That's what they asked the Munkach. So now there was a business opportunity. Can we go back and live in Spain and Portugal? No, it's nonsense. This is just a rumor. It's not so. We have an assumption, presumption that it's not so. Yan shle nimsa. What's the umdina? Shle nimsa davar mizeh besifrei hakadmonim kmo ha. I know what that is. Ches reish ches dalad reish gimel. I'm not sure what the svarim are. Shenimsa that's found besefer kolboy umarami Rattenberg. Can Rami Rattenberg makes no mention of this? He was before, wasn't he, before the expulsion of Spain? Rami Rattenberg, when was the Rami Rattenberg? Rami Rattenberg was 11, it was before, was way before.
13th century.
I'm not sure. Maybe he's hearing someone else. I'm not sure. Meram Rattenberg, I'm not sure. The Gam Meram HaBeis Yosef, okay, the Beis Yosef certainly was after. That we know for sure. The Gam Meram HaBeis Yosef, Shavi Oviv, Hoya Mimi Gurshe Sforat, the Beis Yosef's grandfather, was from that group that was expelled from Spain. Shnas Reish Nun Ches, the Gam Beis Yosef, Ba'atzma Hoya Otzke Ben Esesh, who was 10 years old. The Beis Yosef, Bezvan HaGirush, the Loi Hiske, and the entire Beis Yosef, okay, all of his writings, enormous amount of writings, no more prolific than the Beis Yosef, Shloi Loi Hiske Klum. Besifrei, so the afilu im yes sofik chemi kol makayim ain on one. Even if maybe you'll tell me in writing for whatever reason, but there's a sofik the Ashkenazim, okay, the minchas alozot the chassidim who was not nogeir them ain onu mibnei bneihem shnekabel aleinu achem alos. We're not descendants of these people. Therefore, we definitely do not have to be chayish. If you want to go live in Spain or Portugal, gezunte hate. Umotzasi koeis mishasa shuva shelish sheila shloima shakosav sham shuva lehagoyin hakodesh hanal zechzar levrachav helenami. The Habarbanel? The Barbanel, he was from the people who was expelled. Shahayal's Daha Barbanel, Mitar Bo'erich HaGerush Misforad, he describes in great detail exactly what happened. He was Mamash, the one who led the way. He had an option of staying. Right? He could have. What? Even the. That was,
he would convert.
But he had a conversion.
Isabella was the.
They took A. He describes in detail Bo'erich HaGerush Misforad, Velezoch HaShem Uma. And all of the writings of the Abarbanel, he makes no mention of a curse and an isser to return and live in that country. The Minchas Elazar says, he says, but they shall come together like a mimat neder. Even though we have no cherem in writing, since there is a rumor, who knows? There's a rumor. The dasram, the bezin of the city, should come together. There's a group of people who want to go there, want to live there, take up residence there. So the dasram should make some type of hatara for the tzibur that they can return and live there if they so wish.
Very effective because the Spanish government and the king now apologized.
No, but they never rescinded the expulsion.
The commission went out of business in 1880 or something.
No, later than that. 20th century. Much later. There was an article, very recently. It was still going on until...
The biggest book in the Vatican, the largest text, is How Best to Torture Jews.
Hotel Defend.
That is the largest book they have in the Vatican.
Unbelievable. Okay, the...
Almost on PBS there as well, so...
Okay, a base. Oyholich ba'gola. We learned here in the Kiddush Shulchan that the person travels in a wagon. You have to say tefillos aderech if you're walking or if you are traveling in a wagon. What about going on a train? I guess when he wrote this, cars were not so popular yet. So ayin baruch hashulchan degalu noseh b'mesilas ha'barzel. If you travel on a train, oyish noseh b'sfinah. If you go and you travel on a boat, al hayom al nahoros on rivers, tzarich loymar tefillos aderech. It's not limited, of course, only to traveling by foot. Of course, going on a wagon, going on a train, going on a boat. On an airplane, you have to say tefillah sadech lemas sadech v'chein bin muki or chayim kosav kain de gam bin erkeves hakitor. A steamer. What's the difference between a train between Barzel and I'm not sure. But Merkavas Hakitor. Or should I say, the automobile? Shalomobile. Yesh sakonos to kol hadrochim becheska sakon ve'im lo kabuzeh. Doesn't make a difference. Sakon on the road is sakon. You have to always make his birchah. You have to always say tefillah saderech. Gimel. Be'achsanya. When you reach your destination,
why
you stop.
Be any different than walking?
It's not as so. Seemingly, it's not as dangerous because you're not stopping. You're going through the location. The derech is not as dangerous. They're two different dinim. The road is not as dangerous. There's a danger that the automobile or the train there could be an accident. That's what the modern day poskim say. That's a new idea. But in ancient times, the danger of travel was not the mode of traveling. It was the roads. That's where the primary danger is. Today we don't have that much danger on the roads. The roads are safe and populated. It's no less safe going on the road than walking on the street outside here in Brooklyn. It's pretty much the same. What's the main danger of traveling with Zman Hazeh? It's the mode of transportation, the automobile, the plane, the highway. These are very dangerous places. Not that there are bandits on the road. So does the halacha change because of that? There's no sakon of listim on the road, so you don't make a big tefillah saderech. But the sakon, there might be a car accident. That is a very big debate, which different opinions. About same thing. Or the boat, they have boat. Interesting. So they're l'char for sure. The boat, you're going on the seas, that's a makom that's dangerous. That l'char is different. What? What? A queen. Yeah, it is dangerous. You're going out on the seas. A ferry just collapsed. Where? In South Korea? A ferry collapse, and how long ago? A couple of months ago, there's another story, another ferry that was in a terrible accident. So just because we have modern means of man's transportation, they're very great sakonis. Next, halacha gimel, you have to make sure that the kashrus of your host is okay. This, let's say you go to an Ashkenazi visits a Sfardi, and the Sfardi in Shulchan Aruch follow the Mechaber, and the Ashkenazim follow the Ramah, and many times the laws of Hilchus Treifas there are machlokes, and Hilchus Treifas is an animal, the treif, not a treifa, and the Sfardi, he eats this meat because he's mekel, and the Ashkenazi is machmer. So does the Ashkenazi have to be chayish that this is Sfardi Ashkocha, you're feeding what I consider to be non-kosher? So this is an old shaila. So the answer is you got the other way around. They are chumas and kulas both ways. If you're a Sfardi for an Ashkenazi, Ashkenazi both ways. So here's the shablam al-choyel nishal and tzarech and Ashkenazi al-aitel Sfardi. Yemutu lo lechol basar shamak yasfardi bin this area with regard to certain yam, with regard to inspecting the lung of the animal. Nigurah macher beis yosef and they are makel. Vanachlu bnei Ashkenaz the rubdru with the more machmir. With sirchas, it's those of sirchas the more machmir. For sirchas, beis yosef glat. For sirchas, but not for other things. There are other Ashkenazi. Okay, that's only for... You have to know all the details. You have to be honest and let the people know that this is only kosher according to their custom. So you have to inform the person that this is only kosher according to the opinion of the Sfardim.
Exactly.
You have to be modia because according to that, I'm sure to the shalut I had was nogea me, and this is hilarious. No one listens to the shiur. Come on, no one except for my sister. Once in a while, she listens to a shiur here and there. So just so happened, an accident, she listened to a certain shiur. I told you the shiloh about what happened in Lakewood, where there was a matzah baking factory, where they were baking also for Lubavitch.
Right.
Litvaks only wait 18 minutes. After 18 minutes, it's chometz. Lubavitch hold a meal is 22 minutes. And once the matzah baking factory is all geared up and you're in the mode of production, the amount of matzah that you can produce in 4 minutes is mind-boggling. It's a hefsid meruba to shut down the matzah baking factory after 18 minutes and start a new shift. Once you're already in the process, you can keep on going. So they have a brilliant idea how to keep costs, to cut costs, is that after 8, they separate all the matzah from 18 minutes and they put it aside, and anything that is produced after 18 minutes is put on the other side, sold to Lubavitch. Like, on a schlachtheis, all in on kosher, go to the guy. And the kosher go to the... So after 18 minutes, they put aside for the Lubavitch. That's where they're able to make a killing, and they're able to keep
they made a Mogdan in 1935.
Yeah.
The Rabbanim of America made I have a copy of the whole thing there, that a Jew is not allowed to own, no Jew is allowed to own a schlachtos.
Because they have an
incentive,
conflict of interest,
and unfortunately,
people, right? I know, right.
That's what they attributed. Why he was the last to get away with it, they don't know.
Okay, so there was a din Torah in Lakewood. What happened? It was a matzah factory, and they made a mistake. The matzahs got mixed up, and they shipped out the matzahs, the Lubavitch matzahs, to the Litvaks. And then the Litvaks found out, and it was a din Torah. The din Torah was, it's not fair. We are of the opinion. This is our opinion. This is, we didn't buy matzahs with the assumption that it should be, and we want a refund, and we want money back for any problems it created. And they won the din Torah. Of course, it was a mistake. They were sold matzahs with the assumption that it's 18 not. So I went for Pesach to Boston. So my sister said to me, what kind of matzahs do you want? I said, I don't care. Whatever you have, I'm not particular. Says, but my nephews, they go to Lubavitch, and through the school, it's part of fundraising. They buy matzahs, handmade matzahs in school. Says, well, we have Lubavitch matzahs. So I said, it's fine. Says, but didn't you say in the shir that Lubavitch matzahs are? Our chametz is after 18 minutes? I said, how do you know that? And she reminded me. I said, I listened to the shiur. I said, that's right. That's right. I actually said that.
You said the chametz.
So they had other matzahs. They had, in addition to Lubavitch, we had other matzahs. They had both. But very interesting. But that's
so the word here is.
Yeah.
that the Balabas has to tell the other guy.
Yes, he must be modia.
You're not allowed to ask.
No, you have to be modia. You
but
are misleading.
The person who comes with to this, if he sees a smarty, he's kosher. You're not allowed to ask.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You must be modia. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, even if it's not, they had the problem with the supermarket in Long Island. That they would just, you know, you get in chickens.
Yeah.
So you get in a crate from this company, a crate from this company. So when the store opens up the crate and then they put it in a plastic wrap, you don't really know. They'll mark it. This is an Empire chicken. This is a Galil chicken. This is a this chicken. But you don't really know.
If they're not mixing things up,
and this chicken.
Put the wrong packaging on the chicken.
Somebody made a complaint because they knew it couldn't be this chicken. And even though one is kosher, the other one is kosher, there was no glatt kosher business with chickens.
But it's not, it's false marketing. It's a false
market, and other people take it up because they figured, because they're asking in Shulchan Aruch, if you're not Modia, then it's a slippery slope.
Yeah, of course.
You're not over an Avera.
Of course.
But it's a slippery slope.
It's unethical, of course. Okay, the last thing we just referenced is to learn about the laws of Tilos Yadayim. Now, before we conclude, we go on to laws of Mincha. I want to share with you a few halachas about Tilos Haderech that I came across in the Mishnah, in the Dirshu edition of the Mishnah Berurah. This is Siman Shulchan Aruch. And in Shulchan Aruch, they have a new edition of the Mishnah Berurah. They have, we learned not so long ago, Chelek Dalet. And they have a collection of modern day questions relating to Tfilas Haderech. The first thing, so I'll just run through a couple of ideas. Number one, a woman. There's no difference. People make a mistake thinking a woman is not Mechayev Tfilas Haderech. It's nonsense. A woman has the same chiv to say Tfilas Haderech like a man. Okay, the next thing. We mentioned, what happens if a person has to travel on Shabbos? Let's say a person's wife is giving birth, and Lagos, like in Lakewood, or the different hospitals, there's special hospitals for different types of high risk births, pregnancies, and you have to go to a certain hospital. You have to travel long distance. Do you say Tfilas Haderech on Shabbos for going for Bikuach Nefesh? So shockingly, you don't. According to a list of Shlomo Zalman Arbuch, he says you don't, because on Shabbos you don't ask for your private needs. Shabbos in Lizik. So that's a very interesting chiddush. If you go and you're traveling for Sakana or for a mitzvah during the week, and you have the principle of Shluchei Mitzvah, Einam Nizakin, why should I say Tfilas Haderech? No, even though we have Shluchei Mitzvah, Einam Nizakin, you still should say Tfilas Haderech with a bracha, with Hashem's name, because B'makom Sheyesh Hazeika, Shluchei Mitzvah, there's no guarantee they're not going to be harmed. So you do make a bracha when you're going for a mitzvah, even for B'koch Nefesh. But on Shabbos, you don't daven Shmona Esra, you don't daven the regular
Shluchei Mitzvah also, that if you stop, you make an unscheduled stop,
yeah,
breaking the chain of the Shluchei Mitzvah. In other words, you've stopped and made a, you know, you say, okay, I have to just stop at the cleaners, and you turn off the road and you go.
That's not Shluchei Mitzvah anymore.
So now, you killed yourself just
right
now.
All beds are on. So during the week, if you're traveling, even for the purpose of a mitzvah or for bikuach nefesh, you are mechuyev to say tefillas haderech with the full tefillas haderech with the chasimah baruch atah Hashem shmei tefillah. But on Shabbos, if you're traveling for bikuach nefesh, you do not make the bracha, because on Shabbos we don't make private bakashas, and we don't say the regular shmona esrei. The regular shmona esrei has many private bakashas brachas, and we don't make these brachas. So likewise, we don't make these brachas on Shabbos. Okay, next, very interesting shaila, which is nogea people who are in oinein. A person is an oinein. Rachman Lestan, one of his seven close relatives, dies, and he's traveling to the hospital, or he's traveling back from the hospital, he's traveling to the chapel, he's going to make arrangements. He's potter from all mitzvahs. So he doesn't make a bracha, he doesn't make a shahakal, he doesn't make a bracha in the fashos, he doesn't say kriya shema, he doesn't do anything. He's potter. And now he, in order to make arrangements for the niftar, he has to travel. And he's traveling in a place where normally he would make a bracha, tfilas haderech with a bracha. Does he say tfilas haderech? The answer is yes. Because sakana. And being that it's sakana, even though he's part of Mikol HaMitzvos, it's a fascinating idea. Just because you're part of Mikol HaMitzvos, you're not allowed to do Alois Haseh. Everyone knows that. You don't do Mitzvah Haseh, but you're not allowed to do Averos. And included in the things that you have to do is if you find yourself in the Magam of a Sakana, you're allowed to make a Tefillah, even with the Chasim. Baruch Atah Hashem, Shemeya Tefillah.
So if you're accompanying the body,
Next Shiloh, the hearse. Let's say you're in the hearse. Let's say you're in the hearse. Or let's say the person is driving the hearse, and you're driving out to a cemetery. cemetery which is in an area where you with sakana where you make we normally make the bracha. So what would be the shaila? Well, of course you should make. We just said an oyin makes a bracha, do a mitzvah you make a bracha, but loig l'rosh. There's a halacha that you don't do mitzvahs in the presence of a mace. You're not allowed to daven mincha in front in the cemetery. You're not allowed. So you have to. So here you're in the hearse. You're within Dalet Amos. You're also. Oh, let's say there is no wall. Let's say you're in an old fashioned hearse, or you're in a station wagon, whatever it is. Are you allowed to say tefilas haderech? It's a fascinating halacha. Are you allowed to say tefilas haderech in the hearse when there is no mechitza between the driver, the person, and the mace? The answer is yes. Why yes? Because the tefillah is not just for you. It's also for the safety and the well-being of the nifter. You want the nifter to arrive in peace at the cemetery or where it's at its destination. It's no joke. There are a lot of horror stories. A lot of horror stories. So no joke at all. So therefore you have, therefore there's no prohibition to...
But you know what else is that a lot of times the driver of the hearse is playing music on the radio too.
He's playing music.
Yeah, the driver is.
He's not as sensitive. It's his panasa. He doesn't want to lose his mind. All right. Okay, so that's a very interesting halacha. Next shaila, Tisha B'Av. On Tisha B'Av, every person is in Avelos. On Tisha B'Av, part of Tilos HaDerech, there are many psukim. After you say Tilos HaDerech, the primary bracha, there are all these very psukim people add addendums to the Tilos HaDerech. You say it on Tisha B'Av. So the place is on Tisha B'Av, you definitely say Tilos HaDerech, but you should not say those extra psukim. If it's your custom to add those extra psukim in the bottom of Tzulas Aderech to your Tzulas Aderech, those should not be said on Tisha B'Av.
So when a person's coming back, you know, take that.
Well, that's already, that's...
And you bury the body in Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah.
So when you go over, and you're the Ovo, the son...
He's an Oinein at that point in time.
You would say it?
Of course, you say it both ways.
Both ways you say it.
To the burial, he's no longer...
Yeah. He's an Ovel then, he's not an Oinein. Then certainly he has to say it. An Ovel is chayv in all the mitzvahs. But we're saying the psukim. Right, same the same thing. When the Ovel comes back from Eretz Yisrael, he says the Iker... Tilos HaDerech, but he does not say the additional psukim.
But it's much easier to have someone be in lights and someone else will say Tilos HaDerech.
You don't have to do that. He discusses that. The Dirshu, I don't remember all the names of the different paiskim. It's only a collection of like 5-10 paiskim, and they say that ideally you should say it yourself. It's not a good thing that someone else. It's only bidyevet. If you can't say yourself because you don't have a sitter or you're driving, or for whatever reason, then
shemek ainah. Yeah. And there are 5 people in the car, so all 5 should say tzitzis adarech.
Yeah, that's what it says. That's what it says. Yeah. Each one should say it themselves. That's right. It's a pride. That's what it says.
You go by bus on a trip.
That's because most of the time the people don't have Tilos HaDerech with them, or they're going to mumble it. They're not going to really say it properly. So it's better one person should do it right. Everyone should listen and answer amen. That's an advantage. If the people are just going to there's no time, or you don't have, not everyone has the sitter to piss around. What about over a loudspeaker? Some say yes, some say not. B'dievet, you can do it over the loudspeaker. He also mentions that. Now, another thing we mentioned before, that you should say to a person, Lech l'shalom. You don't say to a person, Lech b'shalom. Are you allowed to say this to an ovel? A person that's within avelus, you're not allowed to say to an ovel within the first 30 days, Shalom aleichem. You're not supposed to greet an ovel within the first 30 days. Is it a prohibition to say to an ovel, Lech l'shalom, when he leaves? The answer is no. It's not called a greeting. That's just derech eretz. It's derech eretz. Therefore, there's no permission to say lech l'shalom. Okay. Now, another very important halacha that we mentioned. There are many times that we don't say tefilas haderech with the chassid baruch atah Hashem shomea tefila because we have a suffix. If it's really a sakana, are we left at chum? Are we past the 72/3 hours from the last bias? There are many situations where people are uncomfortable saying tefilas haderech. However, you should still say tefilas haderech without the chassid. You say the yehi rotzon. We mentioned this yesterday. When you are planning to say tefilas haderech without the chassid, just the yehi rotzon, alone. Ideally, it should be said in the Shemona Esrei before you leave on your trip in the bracha of Shemaya Tefillah. If you have already decided in advance, you're a very organized person, and you know you're not going to be saying Tefillah Saderech with a Chasima because the trip, you go to the country. And your custom is, when you go to the country, you go to the Catskills, you don't say Tefillah Saderech. There are many people that follow that opinion. Or let's say you travel, the case that they discuss is going from Yerushalayim to Tel Aviv, or Tel Aviv to Yerushalayim. It seems like it's one of the biggest questions. Do you say Tefillah Saderech, or do you not say Tefillah Saderech? It's machlokes like HaPoskim. The Chazon Ish held, but that was already, how many years is the Chazon Ish already? 50 years more? 70 years is the Chazon Ish Petira? Really?
Yeah.
Since Petira?
Petira.
When did he die? 50 years.
I guess so. So it's 60 years. 50, 60 years. So
I think people say 53 when they go to the settlements.
When they go, because they're there at the settlements, he says that everyone agrees because they're their enemies, enemy land, they're out to get us. But when you go to Tel Aviv, the Chazon Ish held you should say it. But you can't bring a riot from the Chazon Ish because that was so many years ago. Eretz Yisrael has been built up, there's so much construction, so much has been added, maybe today will be different. And there are many places that say you should not say Tefillah Saderech because it's not, there are yeshuvim, there are other cars on the road, the sakan is not as the way Chazal views. Okay, so that's Eretz Yisrael. But what about in America? You have also the same Chiluk Edeya. So if you already have made a decision that you are not going to say Tefillah Saderech with Chasima, Baruch Atah Hashem Shmei Tefillah, and you're only going to say the Yehi Ratzon, you can always say Yehi Ratzon, it is ideal to say the Yehi Ratzon in the Baruch of Shmei Tefillah in the last Shmona Esrei you recite before you go on your trip. If you're going after Shacharis to the Catskills on a vacation and you're not going to say Tefillah Saderech, then have with you the Yehi Ratzon and the Shmona Esrei in Shacharis when you come to Shmei Tefillah, that's the right time to say the Tefillah Saderech. That's a very important halacha which not everyone knows. Okay, we mentioned before, L'chatchila, you should say it yourself, don't try to rely on Shmei Ko'ina. Okay, we mentioned that the bracha begins with B'loshen Rabin and then it changes to Loshen Yochid. The kids should know just that's how you should do it. You should follow the nusach and switch from laram to yachid. Why? I also wonder why he didn't give us any hezver. So the dirshu says, I also wondered why. It's al pi kabbalah. It's mystical. There is no reason. We don't really know a good reason. It's just al pi kabbalah. That's the way it's supposed to be. Next. If you go on a cruise, anyone go on a cruise?
Yeah.
You go on a cruise, so do you say Tefillah Saderech and do you say it every day? So the answer is you definitely say it the first day. The first day of the cruise you say Tefillah Saderech and the remaining days you should say the Yehi Ratzon in the Shemaya Tefillah like we learned before. Going on a cruise is no different than going on a trip. When you leave your house, we meant to mention the person you should be escorted Dalet Amos. A person should be scored Dalet Amos as he leaves his house, so he brings other schoolers. It's proper when you leave your home, you should put your hand on the mezuzah. If you're going on a long trip, as you leave your house, put your hand, not to say kiss, you put your hand on the mezuzah, and you say Hashem Yishmor Tseisi. Hashem should guard my departure. There is such a custom. Kissing is a question where the kissing came from. It's more of an need to put your hand, to pay attention, and to connect with the mezuzah. Okay, when you go on a trip, we know, we all see that there's a mitzvah, shluch mitzvah in the nizakin to give a person money to distribute stock on Eretz Yisrael. Let's say you have no friends and no one gives you any money. I'm going to Eretz Yisrael. I tell the rabbis, I'm going to Eretz Yisrael tonight. And they all give me these stares.
But maybe you don't need because you said Shluchim Mitzvah.
What are you going for? I'm going on vacation. I'm not going for a mitzvah. Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, you're supporting the state of Israel. You're going to spend money in the state of Israel just... Okay, so he's saying the essence, going to Eretz Yisrael itself is a mitzvah.
Right.
Alright, so let's say that, you're going to China. Okay, you're going to business. Okay, whatever the situation is, you're going on a trip. You're going on a trip, and no one gives you. So there is such a minhag. There is such a minhag that a person should, wherever he goes, should always be a shliach mitzvah, right? Jewish custom. You go. That's what they ask when they allow. Did anyone give you a package? Are you a shliach mitzvah? So let's say you have the unfortunate situation where you're not, where no one gave you a package. So it says the dirshu, so make yourself a shul. Decide, take in your wallet a few dollars. Someone else doesn't have to give you the money. You take money yourself. You should make a conscious decision before you depart that I will distribute in Eretz Yisrael money for tzedakah. I'm going to give out $5 stuck in Eretz Yisrael. And here's the $5. It's no worse than if someone else would have given you the money. You fulfill this inyan of becoming a shluch mitzvah, lav davka, by someone else giving you the money. You can do it yourself. Now here's a fascinating idea from Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach was of the opinion, this, you could apply this, you could possibly apply this in America as an argument not to ever, kamat, almost never say tefillas haderech with a chasima. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, when he asked the question, should you bizman hazeh make a tefillas haderech when you go from Tel Aviv to Yerushalayim, he said no. And one of the reasons he felt no was because when you're driving, there's always traffic. There's always within range a car in front of you and a car behind you. And the car in front of you has within his range a car in front of him. And the car in front of him has in front of him a car in front of him. There's a chain. So all of the cars on the highway are considered, in his opinion, or possibly, he doesn't say this as a mamash halacha, but there's an argument that you can make, is one shayara. Let's take a step back. If you're traveling in the desert, I'm traveling, right? We're going to travel. We're going to go across the desert, and we have a group of 15 people are traveling, a caravan, let's say 15 wagons, and we're traveling. So when do we say Tefillas Derech? Ideally, you're supposed to say Tefillas Derech after you travel one parsa, within the first parsa, after you leave 70 and two-thirds amos from the last home. L'chatchila, we learn you should be ready 1 mil. You should be 1 mil, 3/4 of a mile into your journey, and now you should recite. You should recite tzilas haderech. You should now. That's the ideal time to say. So, but we've come to that point. But we have a caravan of 15 wagons, and only 5 of them have passed the mark. The other wagons, the other 10, are still straggling behind. It's too early. You don't say the bracha until the entire caravan has passed the boundary. So if only 5 wagons have passed the point where you begin to say Tefillas Derech and 10 are still struggling, you gotta wait. But by the time those 10 will pass the point where you say, we'll be way ahead. It's okay. The entire caravan must be past the mark where you begin to say Tefillas Derech. When you're traveling on the highway, all of the cars are considered in halacha, possibly, one caravan.
Some turn off,
some don't turn off. Everyone's going, but there is still on the highway a continuous flow of traffic. So the continuous flow of traffic is one caravan. So the caravan, the caravan has never left the city. You who are 50 miles away from your starting point are still in halacha considered as if you never left. Because there's a straggler all the way behind, 50 miles back, connected in the chain of cars. Exactly. So Shlomo Zalman Auerbach basically says, if you travel on a road where there's traffic, where there's a significant amount of traffic, it's not always true. If you travel in the middle of the night on the highway, and we go for miles, you're all alone. But if you're traveling during rush hour, and there's a significant amount of traffic on the road, it's considered one shayara. You never left the city. You never left the city, so you're not mechayiv. There's no chayiv. He's very lenient. I tell you, there are many different issues, because besides that, there's the other issue of automobiles and planes, and all modern technology is much more dangerous. The motor transportation today is a million times more dangerous than in previous times, and that compensates for the danger of the road, and that's more of a reason why we should say Tefillas Derech b'zman hazeh. So there's a disagreement among the poskim. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach appears to be extremely lenient. He calls that you very rarely say Tefillas Derech with a chasima. The Chazanish seems to say you always say, always look for an excuse why you should be allowed to say with a chasim. Baruch Atah Hashem Shemayat Tefila. He holds the zakana. This a car is a kli mashkes. It's a destructive,
lethal weapon.
It really is. It's a serious matter. You get into a car, you take your hands in your line. It's not. You can do nothing wrong. Person can be in the car where I do absolutely nothing wrong, and someone else can come and make trouble. And he, Chaznish, holds you should always look to say Tefillas Derech. Don't look for excuses not to say Tefillas Derech.
You know, Sherry, by Yomim Mahem, we have to go by the latest posek in that respect, because times change.
Yeah.
So that's what you have to do.
So these are some of the issues. Okay, on a plane, when you say it's listed when you're on a plane, so the quote in the Dirshu that the Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky says, when you're on the runway, when the plane begins to accelerate, when it begins to accelerate, you have to let the really?
Yes.
When it accelerates? Before takeoff? Before.
When it starts going up.
Before it goes up. He holds when it's still on the ground, when it begins to accelerate. Other places give, I don't know who their names, they say no, you have to wait until the plane actually lifts off the runway.
On most major airports,
yeah,
the runway itself is 2 miles long.
I know, until you get there.
The runway, with a radius of 2 miles, there's no buildings.
I don't know, but that's what he says. That's what Rabbi Al-Khadeh says. Is that...
LaGuardia
is different. LaGuardia is small. Eretz is strong.
How many planes went into the water?
All plenty.
Why wouldn't you wait till
it's
plenty is lower over the issue?
What?
Why not wait? Why wouldn't you wait until
it's sakana. Once you're in the air, you're ready in the masses of sakana.
Because when you're in the air, you have to...
You're ready in sakana. Okay, time is way off. It's Rosh Chodesh. We started late today. So what should we do now? Should we go and do 15 minutes or should we take a break?
No break.
We'll take a break. Now you want to go right into the...